On August 20th, 2004, French journalists Georges Malbruno and Christian Chenot and a Syrian driver were kidnapped by insurgents on a road between Baghdad and Najaf. For the two journalists, what followed was a protracted negotiating process between the insurgents and the French government, which resulted in one of the few happy endings to occur this past year in Iraq. The driver was freed in November. On December the 21st, exactly 124 days after being kidnapped, Georges Malbruno and his colleague Christian Chenot were set free. Georges Malbruno joins us now from central France. Thanks very much for being with us, Mr. Malbruno.
Thank you.
You had been in and out of Iraq every month since the war began in 2003, reporting for Le Figaro. Who did the kidnappers think you were?
Immediately, we told them in Arabic, we are French journalists. We are not Americans. We are not English. We try to told them the truth. Mm-hmm. And they listened to us, and they asked us, what are you doing here? We said, we are journalists. We have been here for a year. We have been based in the Middle East for 10 years. So we tried to tell them that we had nothing to do with the coalition forces.
And, of course, you were able to have this discussion because you are Arabic fluent.
Yeah, I think it helped us because at the beginning, nobody in front of us spoke English. But it's important, you know, when you can speak Arabic, you can share the same language. But we discovered 1 month later that these people had also, a jihadist agenda. They are not only Iraqi fighters. They are also people close to Osama bin Laden because they made a lot of references to Sheikh Osama. At this point, we realized that our release could take more time than we thought.
What nationality were they? Were you able to ascertain that?
Yes, they were Iraqis. We recognized their accent, and they were from Iraq.
During the time that you were kidnapped, one of the things that became an issue in France was the requirement that French schoolgirls not wear veils in the classroom. Was that a concern to those who kidnapped you?
Yeah. They came to us and they told us, you adopted the law banning the veil at schools. So what do you think about that? Of course, we told them that we're against the law. We understood that they would perhaps they will not kill us, but they were trying to find a problem between France and them. Once we interviewed a guy, a jihadist who went to Afghanistan, and we asked him, which problem do you have with France? They told us the veil, the French troops in Afghanistan, and also the French influence in Darfur. But the main thing is the veil.
Well, what do you think would have happened had you been American journalists?
Oh, I would have been killed, for sure. We asked them, what about journalists from other countries? And the first answer was, journalists are not soldiers, but generally speaking, they have the same opinion than their countries. So after we asked another guy, why don't you negotiate American journalists or American or English journalists? They told us, no, they made a sign with their hand, like if you were cutting a throat. So there's no doubt that I would have been killed if I would have been I was American.
Mr. Malbruno, I don't get the feeling that as you spoke with the insurgents or the kidnappers, that they were particularly worried that they would not prevail. It sounds, from what you're saying, as though they felt they were being very successful in their tactics inside the country.
Yeah, it's also the impression we had that they feel confident, they are at home, and they have weapons, they have money. So I am afraid that these people will take more and more importance in the insurgency. So after being there 1 year and a half, I have a feeling that there is a kind of Islamization of the resistance. No, these people didn't show any sign of weakness.
Did you have any idea at the time of your captivity that you were making headlines in France and around the world?
They told us, you are famous in France. I told him, okay, I'm famous, but if I come back in a coffin, it's not a great opportunity. So he told me, no, don't worry. If we would kill you, I would have take off the veil on my head.
If he were going to kill you, he would have let you see him?
Yeah.
You must have thought of other people who were suffering that very fate.
Yeah, we met two Macedonian guys who arrived the day after our capture, and they were completely lost, these two guys. They didn't speak a word of English or Arabic, and In fact, they were killed after, and there was also a driver of Ahmed Chalabi who was killed.
Do you think that any money changed hands between the French government and the kidnappers?
I have no idea about that.
While you were a prisoner, there was a National Assembly deputy named Didier Julia who traveled to Syria, ostensibly to help secure your release. He wasn't successful, and now he will likely face charges in France for interfering with the negotiations.
It complicated, perhaps, the process of negotiation or discussion between the French authorities and our kidnappers. This guy and his collaborators told the French radio that they met Malbruno and Cheno. We never met them. We never saw any French mediator. This guy had connection with the previous regime, so he thought that he could perhaps use his old connection to release us. But, you know, I don't think he played a major role, because our kidnappers told us that they want straight contact with the French authorities.
Mr. Malbruno, do you have any intention of returning as a journalist to Iraq?
No, not now. They asked us if we would come back to Iraq, and they told us, we told them no, and they told us Iraq is the land of war now, and don't come back to Iraq, and, you know, it's too dangerous for journalists now. We were lucky, we survived, but it's a trap, and these groups are in the Sunni area. They catch people at home, and they can kill people in 1 second. So, no, I will follow the Middle East affairs from Paris, but I will not go back to Iraq in the coming month or years.
What's your advice to journalists? We know that journalists will continue to go. American journalists are there now. Our own network has journalists there now. Many of us will return.
It's extremely dangerous to go to Najaf, to go to Fallujah, of course, to go to the Sinai area. I would say, no, don't go there. It's nothing is better than life.
Georges Malbruno is a reporter for Le Figaro newspaper. He joined us from central France. Good luck.
Thank you.